This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you. Welcome in on your Wednesday morning. Happy you're with us here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Sorry the music had to play for so long. We started the show earlier than I expected
this morning. Did we, Mark?
I think we did.
I think you just got here a little later.
I am in there busting my butt trying to get show prep done. That's what I'm doing this morning. So just so you know. It's a lot going on. The president is going to address the country tonight. That should be interesting. At first, I thought maybe it's got something to do with Venezuela. But the more I'm hearing, it sounds like he's just going to be giving a little bit of a rundown on successes to this point in his presidency and maybe what he's planning to do next. Maybe he'll get out there and opine on Rob Reiner again. I mean, I don't know exactly what to expect. But I do know that the president is going to be addressing the country tonight.
And we'll carry that, by the way. This is going to be 8 o'clock our time, so you can listen on 97.1. Yeah, it's very interesting to think, okay, is there some big announcement? Is he just talking? Because we know Trump has a tendency to do that. I highly doubt he'll be talking about Rob Reiner. I think he'd like to, well, he did double down on it, but I still think he'd like to just move past that.
Yeah, probably. I got to be honest with you, as the day dragged on yesterday, and I continued to watch all these whiny liberals complaining about St. Rob, I started tiring of it pretty quickly. I said my piece on that. I think the president might have been better off just leaving it alone.
He definitely would have been.
But what I also pointed out to one of my liberal former reporter friends who opined eloquently on what a great person Rob Reiner was and how I'm not even going to mention the name of the other person who said these awful things about him. Well, what he said was he had TDS and then he gave his sympathies. Now, the timing may not have been perfect, but it wasn't the worst thing in the world. He didn't wish for Rob Reiner's death. Rob Reiner was on the record basically wishing for Trump's death. He even said that one time in a tweet that he would be happiest when Donald Trump wasn't here anymore. He said F MAGA. I mean, the guy was patient one of Trump derangement syndrome. That's who Rob Reiner was. Rob Reiner celebrated when Rush Limbaugh died. That's who Rob Reiner was. And at the end of the day, if that bullet in Butler had hit President Trump and killed him, if that had happened, Rob Reiner would have been the first one seen celebrating that situation. Now, I don't think the president was celebrating his death, but these two were enemies is what they were. When you're an enemy in Donald Trump world, this is the reaction he has. And I think the whole thing is starting to take on a life of its own because the left-wing media wants it to take on a life of its own. And they want to whitewash exactly how nasty a person Rob Reiner really was in person, particularly when it came to anybody who supported Donald Trump. So not just Donald Trump, but me and you and anybody else listening to this program who supported Donald Trump. Rob Reiner hated the fact that you drew breath in the United States of America. So that's why I just said I reached my saturation point at some point. I wouldn't have said it, but the president did say it, and it's not the end of the world. Move on. We've seen enough here, I think, in my opinion. It's just my take on it.
I'm not saying I want to dwell on it. It's just, Rob said some really disgusting things. But even if he was a schmuck, which clearly in many ways he was, as far as being so hateful toward Trump and conservatives, doesn't mean that our president has to act that way, too. I just you know, I'm not saying we need to sit here and talk about it and rehash it over and over again. And no doubt the mainstream media will dwell on this because it's something that they can latch onto and say, look,
right.
This is more evidence that Trump's a terrible person and he never should have been president. And all the long list of things they hate about the guy in charge. But I still stand by the fact that it was disrespectful. He didn't need to stoop low. Just because Rob did that doesn't mean that Trump needed to.
But
two wrongs don't make a right.
Trump's, it's not unusual activity for Trump.
But it's not unusual,
give people
but doesn't
nicknames
mean it's okay.
Well, it may not, but what I was responding to yesterday with this guy on social media is this whole big RIP Rob Reiner piece he put in there glowing about how great Rob Reiner was for the world. I gave Rob Reiner credit yesterday for the movies that he made and as an actor and his contributions to this country. That's fine, but don't try to set him up as something more than he was. He was a great movie producer. He was a pretty good actor as Meathead, Michael Stivic, and a few other roles. But beyond that, he was a very political animal. And the reaction is that Donald Trump's a very political animal, but one can have reactions and the other one can't. I don't know. Reiner was... I shared one of the tweets from Reiner where he's like, F MAGA, called people a-holes. I mean, he claimed he was never going on Twitter again. If Donald Trump had died in Butler, I feel like Reiner would have been the first one dancing on his grave. So I'm not surprised the way this went. The two of them really disliked each other. I don't know. I'm tiring quickly of the media fawning over it, though, and acting like one was and one wasn't. That's not the case. They were both very engaged politically and on opposite sides of the spectrum and strongly disliked each other. So it's just not that big of a deal at the end of the day, in my opinion. The other story that kind of dominated yesterday was the Susie Wiles. Susie Wiles says he has an alcoholic personality. That I've tried to read that Vanity Fair piece. It is a discombobulated, wandering, horrible piece. First of all, why the White House ever agreed to it, I have no idea. The pictures that they agreed to allow taken for that piece, completely unflattering and horrible lighting, and I'm sure they were enhanced to make them worse. Susie Wiles looks angry in all the pictures they show of her with like really big eyes staring at the camera like she's ready to kill somebody.
And why so close?
Very, very tight shots. The whole thing was odd. But all of the talking points from the media overnight about this happened in the first four paragraphs of the piece,
right,
where he snipes comments out of context from conversations that were much longer and in some cases are addressed further down in this story that I don't even know how long it is. I haven't gotten near the end of it yet. Let's put it this way. But where he claims J.D. Vance is a conspiracy theorist, she claims Susie Wiles said that completely out of context, and that Donald Trump has an alcoholic personality. In my opinion, I'll just tell you in my opinion, because I know people who suffer from alcoholism. Do you know what an alcoholic personality is, in my opinion? It's somebody that when they do something, they're all in. I don't think it's an insult. It's a descriptor is what it is. People who drink to excess and discover that they can't handle that might be considered alcoholics. Somebody who doesn't touch alcohol or drugs or any kind of substance like that, but applies that same attitude to work, might end up being a billionaire, right? I mean, it depends on what your poison is. If you've got a great work ethic, you might be described as having that sort of addictive personality. You're addicted to whatever it is you're into. Maybe for some people it's music. Maybe for some people it's making money. I don't know. But whatever addictive personality Donald Trump has is described, he's on the successful side of that. It's not a negative, But that's what they all latched onto last night on the CNN shows. And I mean, it's just the same noise over and over and over again. It's a whole bunch of nothing. But the left is just so anxious to glom onto these things and try to destroy Donald Trump. That's primarily the business they're in these days. Anything they can do. And then yesterday, and I'm going to talk about this in a minute because I'm rambling here. Chuck Grassley comes out with a document showing that the FBI didn't think there was enough evidence to raid Mar-a-Lago. There's a memo showing that there's not enough. We don't think there's enough evidence, but the DOJ does, and they're forcing us to apply for a warrant to go down there and search. I mean, that's just one more example of how rotten that Biden administration was. But that's not what the mainstream media was talking about last night. They were talking about the president's chief of staff or the horrible, mean-spirited comment he made about Rob Reiner. I don't know. My two cents on what happened yesterday. And I've gone on for so long, Ethan, I think we'll probably wait till we come back here after the break to get to some of our top stories. I've gone on at length about several of them already, it sounds like, doesn't it? That was a Mark Cox soapbox for you early this morning. How about that? All right, let's get to our national anthem, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
To believe that this is who we are as a country. And we are here to say that it is not. We are a country that has fought and defeated the Confederacy.
Well, what in the hell does the Civil War have to do with illegal immigration? I swear if brains were dynamite, this woman couldn't blow her nose. That was AOC talking about the fact that this is not who we are as a country. By arresting illegal immigrants with deportation orders and sending them out of the country. That is a far cry from the Civil War in this country.
You probably saw me looking down while you were talking because I was getting texts from people inside Trump world who say, no, they're not reeling, as our Chiron says. So here we go.
Dana Bash, of course, they were bashing the hell out of the Trump White House and Susie Wiles and their Trump. Their banner said that the White House was reeling from the Vanity Fair article. And somebody texted her and said, no, we're not. Thank you, Dana, for being somewhat honest with that.
We have 3 years to go with a man who's not only massively, and I mean massively corrupt, because frankly, I wouldn't piss down his throat if his heart was on fire.
I think this guy's it's probably time for them to take the mic away from James Carville. The Democratic Party needs to have an intervention on this guy. He has gone off the rails. He's already declared the Donald Trump era over, and now he's going sideways on him again with all kinds of vile language. I think it's time to retire, James.
I would like to first and foremost thank the Almighty God for just this moment. Having come this far, so far in my TSA career, I'm thankful for this moment. To our president, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm grateful. I'm grateful, grateful, grateful.
That was so classic. I don't know if you saw it or not, but it's kind of gone viral. The that was a TSA agent, right, who got his $10,000 bonus for showing up every day through the Schumer shutdown. He showed up every day, and he got his bonus at the end of it, right? And he did the Trump dance on video after he thanked everybody for giving him the bonus.
The iconic arms back and forth.
Yeah.
I love that.
It was fantastic.
Do we know how many bonuses they ended up giving out?
I don't know.
It'd be a lot, right? I mean, well, I don't know what percentage of the TSA agents actually showed up to work.
True.
Shutdown.
True. And you know, honestly, I wasn't as worried about that as I was the air traffic controllers.
True.
Because you're going to cause some delays at the airport if there aren't enough TSA agents, but the planes crash if there aren't enough air traffic controllers. So I was a little more concerned about that. And then the people that stuck with that, who knew they were going to get their pay eventually and back pay to go along with it, they deserve to be recognized for that, as opposed to the ones who got the blue flu and called in sick, right? That's never a good thing. Play Cut 11 in its entirety, just so you hear this TSA agent as he's celebrating his bonus money. Listen.
I would like to first and foremost thank the Almighty God for just this moment. Having come this far, so far in my TSA career, I'm thankful for this moment. To our president, thank you, thank you, thank you. To the secretary of Homeland Security, thank you. I'm truly just at a loss for words, but I'm grateful. I'm grateful, grateful, grateful. And again, I'm grateful. I don't know what else to say, but I'm grateful. And if I could do one more thing, I do the Trump dance. Yeah, but I'm grateful. Thank you.
To the team here at DFW,
thank you. I never thought of taking a day off, but I just wanted to be here and wanted to see us get through this. We got through it.
Thank you. I never thought of taking a day off. Thank you for doing that.
I'm not clear. Is he grateful or not? I'm not trying to knock him, but he did say he was grateful about 15 times.
Oh,
I get it, though. I mean, $10,000, that sounds pretty nice.
I mean, I said this before. I have empathy, believe it or not, for people who during that weren't getting a paycheck. And if you live paycheck to paycheck, that's a big deal. I do understand that. But if you work for the government, that's one thing. If you work for a private company, it's something else. This has happened before. It's not the first time we've gone down this path. That we've had a government shutdown, the employees didn't get paid for a couple of weeks. Then they got all of their back pay caught up as soon as the government reopened. So you know it's coming. It's not like it's never in doubt that whether you're going to get paid or not. It's coming. In the private business world, if your company suddenly told you, hey, payroll, we're having a little trouble with payroll, but we'd like you to keep coming to work. And you might get a check in 2 weeks or you might not because some private equity firm is thinking about buying us and blah. You at that point should seriously worry that you're ever going to see any money for that period of time you've worked when the private company has told you you should keep working and eventually we might pay you. That might be in question. I mean, you could always sue them, I guess.
But or just not show up.
But with the government, that's not in question. Mm-hmm. And if you've got that's why air traffic controllers aren't allowed to strike for that reason, because that job is so crucial. So anyway, I'm happy that they came up with the whole bonus structure. I don't know what that costs, but maybe we use some of that tariff money for it, you think?
Yeah, I'd rather, I guess, the tariff money go to someone like that than just giving random people $2,000.
Yeah, you're going to make somebody mad this morning.
That's
by
fine.
Saying that. You elitist, you rich radio person. Shame on you. You're privileged. You're showing your privilege there. Oh, my. All right. Coming up, we're going to get to Kim on a whim, and we're going to tell you about some big traffic problems you might experience a little bit later this morning. So stay tuned for those details coming up.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kim on a whim.
Look, I know it feels like the election in 2028 is really far away, but I'm telling you, it's going to be here before we know it. People are going to start announcing and running their campaigns. The question would be, who will run for the Democrats? Kamala Harris has been doing some weird things. I know it seemed crazy that she would ever try to run for president again. I'm not fully convinced she will, but she has been, it seems like, setting herself up to run for something. Gavin Newsom, I believe, will run. And one of the reasons I think that is because the position on some of these topics, these issues he's been taking, it seems like he's either flip-flopping or in some cases trying to kind of be down the middle of the road. He had on his show, he had Charlie Kirk on before he was assassinated. Do you remember that?
I do.
It's very interesting to me. I was surprised he was even willing to sit in the same room as someone who was such a staunch conservative as Charlie Kirk. And if you look at Polymarket, which is where you can bet on different outcomes, when you're looking at the presidential election winner for 2028, 32% say it's going to be J.D. Vance. I would agree with that. And by the way, Marco Rubio came out and said if Vance decides to run, he's not running, which is probably smart. You don't really want... I think Vance would win over Rubio.
Yeah, but don't you think Rubio would be the number one pick for VP?
Oh, for VP, yeah, but you still wouldn't... He would say, I'm not going to... Clouded.
I'm
right. He's not going to run for president. He would just be the running mate with Vance.
My comment would be that remember who Gavin Newsom is. He used to be married to Kimberly Guilfoyle, who, of course, dated Donald Trump Jr. famously, and he's now the ambassador to Ireland, I believe, or Greece. Maybe it's Greece. I think maybe she's the ambassador to Greece. Regardless, she's a conservative. She described him as a chameleon. He'll change his stripes to whatever he needs to win elections.
You know, he said he has severe dyslexia.
Oh, whatever.
He said he has a hard time reading. He says he can't follow a script and that what might take us or you a couple times of rehearsing to be able to remember it and nail it. He says he has to rehearse something over and over and over again.
And still gets it wrong.
And that... That it's been very challenging. He's like, I'm not even smart enough basically to flip-flop on some of these things. I have to be real. I'm not smart enough to not be real.
He's right out of Hollywood casting for a presidential candidate, and he's a Schlickmeister, and he's destroyed the state of California.
18% of people, by the way, according to Polymarket, are betting that he'll be the next president. So J.D. Vance sitting at 32%, Gavin Newsom 18%, and then the next highest, who would you think it is? The person that people think is the next likely.
So regardless of party.
Right. Regardless of party, who do you think?
Ron DeSantis.
AOC.
Oh, for God's sake.
8% say
who
AOC.
Who would put that moron in the White
here
House?
Here we go. 4% are betting that Donald Trump will be president in 2028. Same percentage of people think it's going to be Kamala Harris. And then just below those, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. People are betting on him. Pete Buttigieg, there's some other names that people have thrown out. Tucker Carlson, even among the people. The 2% is the vote that he has to be the next president. J.B. Pritzker.
Where's Pritzker in that scale?
Well,
never mention Pritzker in a scale in the same sentence. Where is Pritzker in that poll?
2%, same as Tucker Carlson and Ron DeSantis, Josh Shapiro, Pete Buttigieg, all at 2%.
Goodness.
You know, one of the last people I thought would ever be trying to make sure that Gavin Newsom is not president is Nicki Minaj. Have you been following this whole thing?
I have seen that.
Okay, there was an interview.
She hates Gavin Newsom.
She is not a fan. I really just thought, based on her, the way she acts, the things she sings about, I just thought she was very, very left. But she was responding to some interview that Gavin Newsom recently did, and I want to play a clip from that interview for you.
That's what animates me, but it's not some grand plan. So paradox, bring it on. Contradictions, bring it on. Contradictions, but that I think I can explain, perhaps. Evolutions, we didn't get into trans sports. That's an issue no one wants to hear about because 80% of the people listening disagree with my position on this. But it comes from my heart, not just my head. It wasn't a political evolution.
Your position being that?
I don't think it's... I want to see trans kids. I have a trans godson. There's no governor that signed more pro-trans legislation than I have, and no one has been a stronger advocate for the LGBTQ community. But you have to accommodate the reality of those whose rights are being taken away as we advance the rights of the trans community in terms of the fairness of athletic competition. And I just think that's not a bigoted position.
That's what she was responding to. So she puts up on X, she goes, imagine being the guy running on wanting to see trans kids. Haha, not even a trans adult would run on that. Normal adults wake up and think that they want to see healthy, safe, happy kids. And then she goes, not Gav, the Gav knots, Gav out. Send in the next guy on board. And she has this picture of Chucky.
Like Chucky the character or Schumer?
Yeah. Well, kind of the same thing, right?
Yeah.
But no,
yeah.
Chucky the character.
Wow.
And she's really been taking some hits on him. She goes, Gavin's the cute boy who got everything handed to him because of how cute and sexy and hot and smoking he was.
But Halle Berry came out against him as well. But she's not going to support a Republican. You see what I'm saying?
Like, right.
You think Nicki Minaj is going to... I think everybody's assumed she's pro-Trump because she's against Gavin Newsom.
She wouldn't be pro-Trump, but Trump's not running. I highly doubt she'd even be pro-J.D. Vance, but maybe somebody else who's not quite as liberal.
I've got some sound here for you from an event last night where Trump supporter Miriam Adelson, who she and her husband gave like $250 million to the president in the last election cycle, came up and said, I'll give you another $250 million if you run for a third term. And I've already talked to Alan Dershowitz about why this is possible. So she had people up there. She was encouraging people last night that Trump could indeed run for a third term.
He's not going to.
I don't think he's going to either.
He's going to be mid-80s by the time the term is done. I wouldn't even support. Trump has been a fantastic president. I would not support a guy who's mid-80s for running for another 4 years.
If he's the best at what he does. Even if he's the best at what he does?
Yeah, I guess. You're right. If I truly felt he could physically do it, because it's so demanding, and was cognitively there, then I guess I would. Yes, because I think Trump's done much good for our country.
And a lot of people go downhill in their 80s. I get
that.
We watched it in real time with Joe Biden, right? But the people on the left voted for him anyway. I would not vote for him if I thought there was some sort of degradation in his mental capacity. But you're not seeing that. The left can play that garbage up all they want. Donald Trump holds hour-long news conferences and handles any question they throw at him. They may not like his answers, but there's nothing wrong with him when it comes to his mental capacity.
They're talking
nothing.
A lot about his hands now. Caroline Leavitt has said is that he shakes more hands than you could possibly imagine, which I'm sure he does. And I bet you anything, that guy's handshake has to be so firm, it would probably crush my bones. I mean, arguably, maybe that would play into it. I'm sure it's just his age. You do start to get that sometimes, right, as you get older.
So after, just to get back to your poll for a minute, Polymarket. This is a Polymarket poll, just so you know that. This is what people would bet on, right? This is that betting platform, and I don't even know how many people are involved in that. But if they had to bet today on who the next president would be, it's J.D. Vance, followed by Gavin Newsom and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Correct.
The second two people on there are left-wing liberal Democrats, and one of them should be in an insane asylum, in my opinion.
Well, here's what's interesting. So it says the presidential election winner for 2028, and I'd mentioned 32% say J.D. Vance, 18% say Gavin Newsom. But then when you look just on the other side of this page for Polymarket, it's saying that this is actually saying that they think the Republican presidential nominee, 53% will say J.D. Vance. They're saying 36% of them think that the nominee will be Gavin Newsom. And then it says which party wins the 2028 U.S. presidential election. What do you think?
What are they betting on?
What do you think?
Republican.
That 55% are betting it'll be the Democratic Party.
Really?
I'm a little, you know,
I don't put too much stock in this Polymarket thing. This
no,
is
I don't
not
either. But
scientific?
No, it's certainly not. You know, people like Candace Owens, who have a really, really big following. She is very, very anti-Trump. And
I don't know that
she is. No, she says she regrets voting for him. She regrets ever telling her listeners to vote for him. She is very anti-Trump now. I wonder if she would advocate for not voting for J.D. Vance just because he is associated and is serving as Trump's VP. She has a loyal following and a big following at that. I'm not saying that Candace Owens alone is going to have
Candace
some
Owens
huge
is
impact.
Not going to influence the outcome of the next election. I don't believe that.
It'll Maybe be, not enough be, to sway it, but she certainly could have some influence.
Please clap.
Yeah, that'll be something like that.
We'll see.
I just don't know. I just don't think. I don't think Candace Owens. We'll talk more about Owens and Erica because yesterday Megyn Kelly went sideways on the haters. So now you got the three of them sort of forming this Bermuda Triangle, and it's weird. The whole thing is just weird. I'm anxious to see what you think about it. Who do you think is the likely presidential candidate for the Republicans and the Democrats in 2028? Right now, if you had to pick one person for the Republicans, one person for the Democrats, send it in on the text line this morning, 314-241-9797. Just text it to 314-241-9797, and we'll hold our own little informal poll here. Kim can kind of keep track over there, see if any surprises pop up on the Republican side. I would say J.D. Vance is the favorite. Maybe you've got different ideas on that, or on the Democrat side. I'd be anxious to see what you think. We'll get to that for you as the texts come in, and we'll be back in just a minute.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
All right, the results are coming in here. A lot of people think it's going to be, this early, all speculation. Clearly, J.D. Vance versus Gavin Newsom in 2028. I think people are probably underestimating a Josh Shapiro or somebody like that who's a little more moderate.
There's enough anti-Semitism that do you think people would support Josh Shapiro? Because wasn't that
one of the reasons? Well, on the Democratic Party, no. If a Jew ran as a Republican, I think they would have a much greater chance
but
of a
wouldn't.
Nomination.
He wouldn't. That's the
problem.
Well,
there might be. I don't know if I'd say that. There might be. So, I don't know who that would be right now.
Someone on the text line thinks the Democratic nominee will be Kamala and the Republican nominee will be a potato, and they're predicting the potato will win.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
We have J.D. Vance, Republican, that goofball Pritzker for the Democrats. Another person says it'll be J.D. Vance and Newsom.
Somebody's mentioning Andy Beshear here down in the state of Kentucky. He'll be a candidate for the Democrats. He is somebody who is the governor of the state of Kentucky because his dad was a successful governor of the state of Kentucky. And he tries to portray himself as just a good old boy. And I don't know how he keeps getting reelected in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, to be very honest with you. But he's already selling coffee mugs. So you know he's got his eyes set on a higher office. I don't know if that's Senate or if he's going to throw his name in for the presidency. He's a pretty low profile candidate, I would have to say. Beshear.
Yeah, I don't see Andy Beshear being a candidate, a serious candidate. I don't even see him running. I believe it'll be J.D. Vance for the Republicans, and for the Democrats, it's not going to be Kamala. There's no way she would win. She wouldn't have enough support. They wouldn't even invest in her, I don't believe. I'm wanting to say Newsom, and it part of me thinks it's because, again, I go back to he's been, maybe you could say it's flip-flopping, but it seems like he's been trying to be more middle of the road on some of these issues. I'm not saying I actually think he's middle of the road, but he's, for the general public, like he's saying that he doesn't believe that trans people, so that guys should be able to compete with women, but that he supports trans rights. So he's trying to appease more people, it seems, by coming out with some of these positions. And that's what makes me think he's going to run.
I can't find the bite now, but somebody on the Facebook page said, it's so early, it's like counting mouse turds in a pole barn. There are a lot of those, generally speaking. That sounds like something John Kennedy would say, doesn't it?
I'm trying to get him on the show, by the way.
Kennedy?
Yeah, I would love to have
him. Well, he's got a book out.
On.
I don't know why. I mean, honestly, the biggest challenge we face is the hours. I mean, getting him on here this early in the morning might be, but maybe we can record something with him if we mm-hmm. can't get him on live.
You know, but these candidates will start announcing within, what, a year and a half? 2 years, max?
Sure.
Because they'll need to raise money and campaign. Yeah. So I'm telling you, it feels like it's far away, but it's going to be here before we know it.
I think I'm
going
to put all my money on Jasmine Crockett.
She's gonna be a defeated Senate candidate in Texas by that point. She's not going to go away, and neither is AOC. They've got the ear of the liberal progressive crazies in this country who want everything given to them for free. I've got a bite I'll play for you in the next hour from the incoming socialist mayor of New York, who uttered a statistic yesterday that I just about couldn't believe. I had to play it twice to listen to it to understand the idiocy of it. They removed bus fares from 5 buses in the city of New York. 5 buses. The success story he told about removing the fares from those 5 buses was not that it made the line more efficient or that, he was saving people money. It's that assaults on bus drivers dropped like 48% or 38%. That was his, because people would get on the bus, and at the point where they had to pay fare, they didn't have the money, and therefore they would get in an argument with the bus driver, and bus drivers were being assaulted over it. So the answer must be, instead of arresting the people that assault the bus drivers, let's just let them ride for free. Honestly, that is the mentality of these crazy people on the left who think that other people should subsidize your life. You're not owed anything, nothing. If your health insurance goes up in January because Obamacare subsidies go away, I'm sorry for you, but your cost should never have been subsidized by the taxpayer in the first place. Zero, nada, zilch. You're not owed anything when you come into this world. You were given a golden ticket by being born in the United States of America, or if you've managed to legally become a citizen. You can achieve anything you want, but nobody owes you anything. And that's the attitude of AOC and Mom Donnie and Jasmine Crockett and all of them. And that's why they'll get a few votes from people who think they deserve something when they don't. We're going to be back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.